This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. World leaders have come out in condemnation of Saturday's attempted assassination of former United States President Donald Trump. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Sunday condemned the shooting.
This was an inexcusable attack on the democratic values that Australians and Americans share and the freedom that we treasure.
UK's reform leader Nigel Farage, a longtime ally and fellow far-right conservative, expressed his relief that Trump had survived.
I was very upset, and I'm still upset. I'm obviously pleased that my friend Donald's got away with it. Only just, but he's got away with it.
In remarks Saturday night, President Joe Biden says nobody can condone political violence like this.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
Trump's campaign said the presumptive GOP nominee was doing fine after the shooting, which he said pierced the upper part of his right ear. The FBI has identified 20-year-old Matthew Crooks as the subject involved in Saturday's assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's Steve Miller has the update.
The law enforcement agency said Crooks was from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. That's about an hour's drive from the site of the political rally where Trump was shot in the ear while delivering a campaign speech. The statement gave no further details about Crooks. At least one spectator was killed and two others were critically injured. The FBI said that this is an active and ongoing investigation into the incident, noting that if anyone had information, they should contact authorities immediately. Steve Miller, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol vowed to ensure North Korean defectors are not repatriated to the North against their will on Sunday. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony of North Korean Defectors Day on Sunday, Yoon also condemned North Korea's erection of barriers, electrified fences, and even mines along border areas to prevent defection. Italy's tax police say they have freed 33 Indian farm workers from slave-like working conditions in the northern province of Verona, while seizing almost €500,000 from the two alleged gang masters. Police said the two alleged abusers, also Indian nationals, persuaded their fellow nationals to come to Italy paying €17,000 each to obtain seasonal working permits. The men were then obliged to work on farms for 7 days a week and up to 10 to 12 hours a day, paid only €4 per hour in conditions that the Italian police described as slavery. Treason cases were once rare in Russia, a handful each year, but they, along with espionage prosecutions, have skyrocketed since the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The crackdown is ensnaring Russians and foreigners alike, regardless of their political views. Victims include Kremlin critics, independent journalists, and veteran scientists working with countries that Moscow considers friendly. These cases stand out from the growing crackdown on dissent that has reached unprecedented levels. They are investigated almost exclusively by the powerful FSB security agency, with specific charges and evidence not always revealed. The accused are usually held in the notorious Lefortovo prison until their trials, where they are almost always convicted and given long prison sentences. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Venice on Sunday wraps up a pilot program charging day trippers a €5 entrance fee. It is more than €2 million richer and determined to continue, but opponents called the experiment a failure. Venice imposed the day tripper tax on 29 days this year, mostly weekends and holidays. The project was heralded by UNESCO members stating when they decided against a recommendation to place the city on its list of World Heritage Sites in danger. Spain and England will meet in the European Championship final. Much of the focus is on a teenage wonder kid and whether one of the world's most underachieving teams can end its decade-long wait for the title. Prince William, the Prince of Wales and the United Kingdom, and Spain's King Felipe are among the dignitaries expected to attend. Spain is bidding to win the Euros for a record fourth time and for the first time since 2012. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.